right, welcome back. Who's talking? Habbo Frank, Chris Hill in the studio as well. And we're joined now by former Cavalier, former women's coach at Virginia, and longtime TV analyst Dan Bonner. Dan, we welcome you to Who's Talking for another visit. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to be with us tonight.
Well, you're welcome, Jim. It's always nice to be asked. I hope everything's going well for you.
Yeah, we're hanging in here, ready for the cold air to come back into Virginia, I guess this evening sometime. And we may ask you about cold air out in Virginia and Notre Dame. But, you know, I was thinking, I'll go first on this. I was going to ask you maybe the biggest surprise in the ACC thus far to you this year. In my mind, it's been Boston College. It shows what I know. At the end of last year, I thought BC was poised to have a good year this year, and I look at them and they're 5-14, 1-5 in the league. What's been the problem up at with Boston College?
Jim, that's a really interesting question because it's not just you. I think that if you go back and look at the preseason magazines, everybody was talking about the fact that here's Boston College. Now they've got all these guys who were freshmen a couple of years ago and who really struggled, and then who, as sophomores last year, won 7 games in the conference, and you just expect a natural development that these guys will be better and therefore the team will be better, and that just hasn't happened. You know, I don't think they've shot the ball as well as you would have expected them to shoot the ball. I don't think they have been very good defensively. Teams shoot a very good field goal percentage against them. They give up an awful lot of three-point baskets. And another thing with this Boston College team, they never were going to be a big physical kind of team. That's not the type of player that Steve Donahue has recruited. They were always going to be a finesse team, and they've lost a couple of close games, and everything just went sour on them. And, you know, so they have been a disappointment, and I don't think that I would disagree with you them that was a big surprise.
What about big game tonight up in Pittsburgh, your old hometown, once upon a time, Duke and Pitt? How do you break that one down?
Pitt is one of the really good teams in the country. And it's interesting because their record is 18-2, and they're still, you know, not in the top 15. It took them a long time to get in the top 25. And not that the rankings mean anything, but Pitt is one of those teams that in whom people don't believe just yet. And so I think this game will go a long way to determining just how much people will believe in the Panthers. I think Duke is playing pretty well. They've made some adjustments, as you would expect Mike Krzyzewski to make. They're not going to accept anything less than the very best. And I think that the Panthers are going to have to score. And every once in a while, Pitt can have one of those offensive stinkers. After all, they lost a game to Cincinnati where they scored 43 points. But I think if the Panthers score effectively, then I think this is a game that they probably should win.
Well, you and I have one thing in common. We've been around college basketball a long time. That doesn't necessarily mean we know anything about it, but we've been around it a long time. Talk to me about the Virginia Cavaliers. They go down to Tennessee and just get embarrassed, and ever since then they've played really good basketball. How does that happen?
That's a very good question. I think that sometimes when you get murdered like that, maybe the players start paying a little bit more attention to what the coaches want them to do. And I think the other thing you have to, you know, not rule out as a possibility is that Virginia has been playing against teams that maybe aren't all that good. Not that they're bad teams, but the ACC this year, with the exception of Syracuse, with the exception of Duke, with the exception of Pitt, the three teams at the top, maybe is not as strong a league as it's been. I was really impressed that Virginia was able to score as effectively as they did against Florida State, who I think is an outstanding defensive team. And so I'm not trying to downgrade what the Cavaliers have done. It's just that I'm not sure how good the teams that they've beaten really are.
How good or how bad is North Carolina?
One of the things, and I'm sure you will appreciate this because this was, you've always felt that this was the key element in basketball, but one of the things you have to be able to do to be successful is you got to be able to shoot the ball. You got to not just shoot it, you got to be able to make some shots when you do shoot it. And I think North Carolina has really struggled with that. They obviously are very talented, but if you can't shoot threes, if you can't stretch the defense out, and that really makes life difficult for you. And they have shown that even though they are very talented, and I'm sure they'll make some adjustments, they don't really have anybody except Marcus Paige, who's an effective three-point shooter. they're a horrible free throw shooting team, and so they just have a lot of holes.
Yeah, the not having P.J. Harrison has been a big problem for them. What about the game? We're assuming Virginia's going to play tonight. We've gotten some tweets and other indication tomorrow night, Tuesday night, that the weather out in Indiana may be iffy. So I trust the team is going to be able to get there and the game's going to go on. But Virginia Notre Dame, how do you break that one down?
Notre Dame is a team that you have to defend. They are not, I don't think they're a particularly strong defensive team, but they are a team who can score. Obviously, they lost Jaren Grant, and when there's nobody in college basketball, and you just mentioned P.J. Harrison with North Carolina, I think is a perfect example. There's nobody in college basketball that can lose one of their key guys and just pick up right where they left off. And I think Notre Dame is still trying to figure out what they're doing, not having Jaren Grant. Eric Atkins has played much better. Pat Connaughton is a big key for them. He's got to shoot the ball well, particularly from three-point range, for them to be effective. But if they shoot well, then they can be in any game. Virginia is one of those teams that, with the way they play defense, you're going to have to make some outside shots to beat the Cavaliers. And so it'll be interesting to see if Notre Dame can do that.
From a national standpoint, obviously Arizona's still undefeated. I think, Wichita State and Syracuse, those are the three undefeated teams, I believe. Arizona the best team in the country?
I think right now, Jim, that you and I, you mentioned it, we've both been around this game a long, long time. And while it's nice, it's good for publicity, it's good for recruiting, I suppose, it doesn't really mean anything if you're the best team in the country on the 26th of January. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want to be, but I think Arizona, they've got size, they've got some quickness, they've got guys who can shoot the ball, they can play quickly, they can play slowly, they're a very good rebounding team. I think they're a pretty good defensive team. So, yeah, right at this point, I think that they're the best team in the country. Now, the team that moved up to number three in the AP poll this week, Jim, is Florida. And that's a team that has sort of snuck up on people, even though I think that most people probably wouldn't guess that Florida has been in the Elite Eight the last 3 years. So I think that this is a Florida team that's a very strong team, and I think it's going to be a factor before everything's done.
Well, you know, Billy Donovan he's got two national titles, so that puts him in a kind of a special class of coaches when you have multiple national titles. Before I let you go, Syracuse, you know, they play that 2-3 zone. I think half of the effectiveness is that so few teams play zone anymore that it causes certain college players problems. What's your assessment of how are they so successful playing that nice vanilla 2-3 zone?
Well, the thing is, Jim, they don't play a vanilla 2-3 zone. They have, they've got guys who are big and quick. They got guys with long arms who move in that zone. It's not just one of those things where people are standing around with their arms up in the air. They basically play a matchup. There are two guys out front who are very active. The last time I checked, Tyler Ennis and Trevor Cooney were 1-2 in the ACC in steals. So they're very active in the zone. They really challenge you in the zone. And I think that's why they're so good at it. I agree with you. Many teams don't play against the zone. Many teams don't play zone. And so I think that gives them a little bit of an advantage. But you got to be able to get the ball inside against them, and you have to be able to get it inside without turning it over. I think you've got to play in transition and get the ball down the court effectively. They're not unbeatable, but they're a very, very good team.
I guess one of the big games of the week looking ahead is the Duke game up there this coming Saturday in front of 35,000-plus. Do the Dukies have enough firepower to beat them in the Carrier Dome?
Oh, I think so. I mean, the Pitt played them really effectively up in the Carrier Dome. In fact, I did the next time that Pitt played, I did the game, and a lot of the Pitt folks were saying that they really felt like they should have won that game. But I will tell you something. I think there are a lot of teams that play Syracuse when they finish. They say, you know, we really should have won that game, but Syracuse wins. And the thing that impresses me about this Syracuse team, they're not trying to beat your brains out. They're just trying to score a couple more points than you do, and so far they've done it in every game.
Yeah, that's the way it works. So, well, listen, Dan, I know you got another commitment that you got to get to. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes as the ACC season develops. Certainly, if we go back and see you down in Greensboro, we'll have you on down there, if not before. But thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Always glad to do it. You know where to find me.
Absolutely. Dan Bonner, former Cavalier and longtime analyst.
All right. going to head to break. When we come back, we've got UVA assistant baseball coach Carl Kuhn. Great guy. Can't wait to talk a little bit baseball here at the next segment. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.